On March 7th, Tommy Thompson visited UW-Whitewater to bid his final farewells as UW System President, as well as to celebrate his accomplishments. During his 20-month tenure, two notable accomplishments stand out amongst the rest, one having to do with COVID-19 testing and vaccination rates, and the other having to do with the financial crisis that many universities underwent due to the pandemic. Thompson's major goal during his presidency was to bring students back to campuses safely, and by many standards, that was achieved, as Thompson has recently reported that the positivity rates across the system have hovered at about 1% for much of the past semester.
Today, having no positive cases on any of our comprehensive campuses, that's a record I'm very proud of.
Additionally, Thompson's 70 for 70 scholarship initiative motivated 11 of the 12 participating universities to successfully reach the target 70% student vaccination threshold. And since the 8th UW System President has taken office, UW schools have handed out over 2 million COVID tests. Alongside his testing and vaccination efforts, President Thompson took control of the financial crisis that many campuses faced as a result of the pandemic.
When I came in, there were at least 5 universities that were in financial trouble. Today I'm leaving, nobody's in financial trouble. It happened under my leadership, and I'm very happy about that.
And because of these two remarkable achievements, many of those who work in the UW system have praised the work of the former governor. Jim Mead, a professor in the College of Arts and Communications at UW-Whitewater, is one of those individuals.
He made a lot of tough decisions. Sometimes it went against the grain of what the government wanted to do, and that takes courage to do what is best for your UW system family.
To take over Thompson's responsibilities, J.O. Rothman has been selected by the Board of Regents to take his place. Rothman's tenure is set to begin on June 1st, and former Regent Michael Falbo will serve as the interim president from the time that Thompson leaves office to the time that Rothman enters. For Webhawk News, this is McLean Nofke reporting from UW-Whitewater.